rwjf.com and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 86 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, for years, a group called Democrats Abroad has been struggling to get Americans living overseas to vote in U.S. elections. That is pretty much no longer the case, and we will find out why before we get to 4 o'clock. Also in this next half hour, for more than 100 years, bird hatcheries and farmers across the nation have used the U.S. Postal Service to ship newborn birds. A Midwest newsroom investigation found that shipment delays, however, have led to many birds dying in transit.
Unfortunately, when I got home, I mean, we knew what the situation was. A silent box is a dead box.
That story coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR. Do not touch that dial.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu.
KPR thanks Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Genovese, Italian restaurant located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 90. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night. Highs in the mid-80s for Thursday. No rain in sight all the way through Sunday. The time is 3:20.
And Laura, thank you for
tensions with China. Partisan disagreements over the Farm Bill's funding for SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to help families buy food, could be a hurdle in negotiations. Congress is supposed to pass a new Farm Bill every 5 years to set food and nutrition policy. The current one expires at the end of this month.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The top election official in Kansas is requesting answers from the U.S. Postal Service after about 1,000 mail-in ballots were not counted in the state's primary elections. Secretary of State Scott Schwab, a Republican, says the Postal Service failed to postmark ballots or delivered them too late to be counted. Davis Hammett, president of the voting rights group Loud Light, says he's worried about uncounted ballots, but he's also worried about how this public confrontation could influence voters.
That is my biggest concern about this, is that this being such a public thing could lead to people being more hesitant to vote by mail who really need to vote by mail.
Schwab is seeking reassurance that the issues will be fixed by the time of the November election. The man accused of firing the shot that killed Lisa Lopez Galvan at the Chiefs Super Bowl Victory Parade will stand trial in 2026. Madeline Fox has the details.
Dominic Miller is the last of the three adults charged with second-degree murder to have his trial date set. Terry Young will stand trial in March of next year, and Lindell Mays will follow that September. All three men also face felony charges for unlawful use of a weapon and armed criminal action. They are each being held on $1 million bond. Lopez Galvan was the only fatality in the February parade shooting, but at least 24 people were injured by gunfire. Many are still grappling with the shooting's long-term physical and mental effects. I'm Madeline Fox.
Missourians will be voting on whether to legalize abortion this November. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the Missouri Supreme Court said Amendment 3 will be on the November 5th ballot.
The Missouri Supreme Court reversed a lower court decision taking Amendment 3 off the ballot because it did not specify which laws it could repeal. It ordered that Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft certify to local election officials that the measure will be before voters on November 5th. Amendment proponents have raised millions of dollars, and polling showed that the measure would pass, even gaining support from a significant minority of Republicans. The court also said that Ashcroft's effort to decertify Amendment 3 on Monday is, quote, a nullity and of no effect since he certified the measure by an August deadline. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90. If you like that kind of weather, you are in luck because we are going to see it pretty much consistently for the next several days. No rain in the forecast through at least Sunday, possibly even longer. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It is 89 in Manhattan, 89 in Abilene, and 86 in Chanute. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
From NPR News, this is...
To punish public figures for public comment.
The regime sees these celebrities as national security threats because they're the ones that are in the eyes of the public. And so they're trying to make sure that these celebrities, athletes, and artists are kept in line.
Imprisoned in Iran for speaking out. Listen for that on tomorrow's show. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. When someone wants to add chicks to their backyard farm or populate a larger operation, they often order from hatcheries. For the past 100 years, those hatcheries have used the U.S. Postal Service to ship live baby birds around the nation. Now, increasingly, customers and suppliers say slow deliveries are causing those birds to arrive dead. The Midwest Newsroom's Kayvon Mansouri launched an investigation.
It's an early morning in July.
For now, the Golsons' younger child doesn't plan to show. But Amy Golson says she's grateful the replacement shipment made it in time for Evie this year. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
This story comes from the Midwest Newsroom, an investigative journalism collaboration with public radio stations in Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. It's being distributed by Harvest Public Media. To learn more about this story, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to you about the many benefits of being a KPR member. Then at 4:01 news headlines, plus a preview of tonight's very high-stakes debate.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m., Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Want to just remind you, you will be able to hear the ABC presidential debate simulcast by NPR on your KPR One stations tonight. Your NPR host is Mary Louise Kelly. Your local host will be Kay McIntyre. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 90. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and it's 10 minutes before 4.
And we are so proud to be able to bring you the ABC News World around us. And that's so important for you to support that. That's a service that we're glad to provide to you. But it comes to KPR at a cost, as does All Things Considered from NPR. We're asking you to do your part today. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. We're also taking your calls at 888-577-5268 or again, kansaspublicradio.org.
How did the presidential debate turn out? Hear highlights and analysis on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition coming your way starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high around 90, no rain in the forecast for at least the next 6 days. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com.
It's 87 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Lawrence, 89 in Abilene. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We have many frequencies entirely due to the generosity of listeners just like you to become a member of KPR and get in on the business of bringing news to the people of Kansas and music and more. Just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or make a call to 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, people along the U.S. Gulf Coast are preparing for what is expected to be Hurricane Francine tomorrow. The storm is moving toward Louisiana, but will bring a lot of wind and a lot of rain from Texas to Mississippi. We will talk about that in just about 15 minutes. We will also hear more about what happened to Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill. He was on his way to a game to play for the Miami Dolphins. He was pulled over and the encounter was taped. It has revived a conversation about the interactions between black drivers and police. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Don't forget, former President Trump and current Vice President Harris will be meeting in Philadelphia for their first presidential debate tonight. You will hear it at 8 o'clock on your KPR One stations. The time is 20 minutes past 4.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. $600, you can make that happen when you...
Officials say it's not clear why. Despite wage gains, the U.S. poverty rate was up. Economists say that's in part because it factors in rent hikes over the past few years, which have outpaced inflation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The top election official in Kansas is requesting answers from the U.S. Postal Service after about 1,000 mail-in ballots were not counted in the state's primary elections. Secretary of State Scott Schwab, a Republican, says the Postal Service failed to postmark ballots or delivered them too late to be counted. Davis Hammett, president of voting rights group Loud Light, says he's worried about uncounted ballots, but also about how this public confrontation could influence voters.
That is my biggest concern about this, is that this being such a public thing could lead to people being more hesitant to vote by mail who really need to vote by mail.
Schwab is seeking reassurance that the issues will be fixed by the time of the November election. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, is boosting efforts to help prevent suicide among construction workers. Todd Underwood is the OSHA Area Director in Wichita. He says he and other OSHA workers are visiting workplaces and labor unions across Kansas to speak on mental health and suicide prevention.
We want to normalize this conversation, and just like the mental health professionals want to destigmatize talking about mental health, we feel the same.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows construction work has the second highest suicide rate among major industry occupations after mining. If you or someone you know is struggling or need emotional support, dial 988 to be connected with the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. The Wichita School District will ask voters in February to approve a $450 million bond issue to build and consolidate schools. School board members voted 6-1 last night to move forward with the proposal, which calls for building and consolidating schools. Leaders say the newer and fewer approach will save money in the long run. Wichita School Board President Stan Reeser says the work is overdue. It will be the district's first bond election in 17 years.
Our kids deserve this investment. They deserve the same opportunities and the same exciting, innovative things that some of our surrounding communities have as well.
Leaders say the plan will not increase the tax rate, but it would extend a current bond tax that was scheduled to end next year. Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90. Lows down to the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, highs in the mid-80s for Thursday. Lows around 60 degrees on Thursday night. More of the same all the way through the weekend. There is no rain in the forecast all the way through Monday. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadle, and Jay Schaefer as your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, made possible through the generous support of listeners just like you.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
KPR Community Spotlight, just one of the many features that we bring to you here on KPR. One of my favorite ones, actually. I feel like that is what public radio should be doing, turning a spotlight on the people who are making a real difference throughout the region. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a preview of the debate. What should you know before it begins? We'll also talk about maternity care gaps throughout the United States. There are many counties with no OBGYN or a hospital that delivers babies. That story and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 5.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Edition from NPR News.
And you can hear it in real time. Decide for yourself how it all went. We will bring you coverage of the presidential debate beginning at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 stations. Kay McIntyre is your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies tonight with the low in the mid-50s, currently 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
...of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many frequencies all around the state. If none of those are convenient, try our app. We have a KPR app for iOS and for Android. Get on Google Play, get it at the Apple Store. You can also just stream us at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Well, it's a party on the KPR, actually, right now, part of our fall fanfare. Asking for your support of your community public radio station. Coming up in our next half hour, talking to you about that endeavor. Also, the organization representing the Democratic Party overseas said that American voters abroad are going to be more important in this election than ever before. We will find out why. Plus, we will examine the problems with shipping live birds, particularly chicks, to bird hatcheries and farmers. Midwest Newsroom conducted an investigation. We'll find out the results coming up shortly on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at stonebackappliance.com.
Kansas Public Radio thanks Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during our membership drive. Genovese Italian Restaurant, located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus here in Lawrence. Lows tonight in the mid-50s. The time is 5:20.
You know, Laura, I didn't even know that shipping chicks and birds was office here in Lawrence. And this woman was picking up a box from the post office, and it was making all kinds of noise. Just and I looked at her, and I said, "What's in there?" And she said, "Oh, it's chicks." And she said she picks up a shipment of chicks. I think she said about every month or so. I don't know what she was doing with all those chicks, but I didn't even know that was a thing. You know it's a thing because you're hearing about it here on Kansas Public Radio. You know that tonight's president.
Yep. Yeah. A music button or a bumper.
Or a bumper.
Yes. NPR News.
Most schools in Barrow County, Georgia, reopened after a mass shooting last week at Appalachie High School. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Chase McGee says school officials have promised students and parents more security.
Barrow County School Superintendent Dallas LaDuff sent families a note saying students returning to class will see more counselors, therapy dogs, and Barrow County officers on campus. Meanwhile, school system leaders and principals are receiving training from David Schoenfeld, who directs the National Center for School Crisis and Bereavement at the University of Southern California. He's helping them learn what children and families need in the wake of a school tragedy. There's still no confirmed return date for students at Appalachie High School. For NPR News, I'm Chase McGee in Winder.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. The Dow lost 92 points, down about 0.25%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The top election official in Kansas is requesting answers from the U.S. Postal Service after about 1,000 mail-in ballots were not counted in the state's primary elections. Secretary of State Scott Schwab, who is a Republican, says the Postal Service failed to postmark ballots or delivered them too late to be counted. Davis Hammett, president of voting rights group Loud Light, says he's worried about uncounted ballots, but also about how this public confrontation could influence voters.
That is my biggest concern about this, is that this being such a public thing could lead to people being more hesitant to vote by mail who really need to vote by mail.
Schwab is seeking reassurance that the issues will be fixed by the time of the November election. The man accused of firing the shot that killed Lisa Lopez Galvan at the Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade will stand trial in 2026. Madeline Fox reports.
Dominic Miller is the last of the three adults charged with second-degree murder to have his trial date set. Terry Young will stand trial in March of next year, and Lindell Mays will follow that September. All three men also face felony charges for unlawful use of a weapon and armed criminal action. They are each being held on $1 million bond. Lopez Galvan was the only fatality in the February parade shooting, but at least 24 people were injured by gunfire. Many are still grappling with the shooting's long-term physical and mental effects. I'm Madeline Fox.
Missourians will be voting on whether to legalize abortion this November. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the Missouri Supreme Court said Amendment 3 will be on the November 5th ballot.
The Missouri Supreme Court reversed a lower court decision taking Amendment 3 off the ballot because it did not specify which laws it could repeal. It ordered that Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft certify to local election officials that the measure will be before voters on November 5th. Amendment proponents have raised millions of dollars, and polling showed that the measure would pass, even gaining support from a significant minority of Republicans. The court also said that Ashcroft's effort to decertify Amendment 3 on Monday is, quote, a nullity and of no effect since he certified the measure by an August deadline. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
And the Wichita School District will be asking voters in February to approve a $450 million bond issue to build and consolidate schools. School board members voted 6-1 last night to move forward with the proposal, which calls for both building and consolidating schools. It's called the newer and fewer approach. Leaders say the plan won't increase the tax rate, but it would extend a current bond tax that was scheduled to end next year. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs around 90 tomorrow. It's 5:35.
States are living overseas, a total of more than 1.6 million people. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Nearly 2 years after the death of an Iranian woman triggered protests around the country, today Iran continues to punish public figures for public comment.
The regime sees these celebrities as national security threats because they're the ones that are in the eyes of the public. And so they're trying to make sure that these celebrities, athletes, and artists are kept in line.
Imprisoned in Iran for speaking out. Listen for that on tomorrow's show. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. When someone wants to add chicks to their backyard farm or to populate a larger operation, they often order from hatcheries. For the past 100 years, those hatcheries have used the U.S. Postal Service to ship live baby birds around the nation. Increasingly, customers and suppliers say slow deliveries are causing those birds to arrive dead. The Midwest Newsroom's Kayvon Mansouri investigates.
It's an early morning in July. Mail may be coming to an end.
This is my daughter's last year showing in 4-H. We will definitely cut back when we don't have kids in 4-H.
For now, the Golson's younger child doesn't plan to show. But Amy Golson says she's grateful the replacement shipment made it in time for Evie this year. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
That story came from the Midwest Newsroom, an investigative journalism collaboration with public radio stations in Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. It's being distributed by Harvest Public Media. You can learn more about this story by visiting kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies as well. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. At 6:01, an update of news headlines, followed by an overview of the stakes of this presidential debate that's coming up tonight, which you will be able to hear on your KPR One stations at 8 p.m., We'll also find out about the hazards of phthalates in skincare, the risk that it poses to children, those stories and more still to come on KPR. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Oh, wow. Here is as a use it or lose it challenge. So we're counting down from $610. You can make that happen when you make your pledge, whether that's a full $610 or maybe your part is more like $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever works for you, works for us. The important thing is that you do your part, whatever that is, at kansaspublicradio.org. You can call us at 888-577-5268. And thanks.
How did the presidential debate turn out? Hear highlights and analysis on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It is 86 in Topeka. It is 6 o'clock.